I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Behind the scenes, Valdez hooked up the TV so that it could pick up the Honda Classic kicks. I know you're bitter that your back's turned to okay. That TV.
Somehow I'll survive not being able to watch the first half an hour of the Honda
this
Classic.
This does irritate me, though.
I know that the visual is much better than what we usually have on the TV. That's what irritates me, is that is HD.
Yeah.
And typically we have SD in the studio.
No, we have ND, nubs def.
Right.
Yeah. That's because what's wired in cable-wise is just SD.
Right.
But he's Bluetoothing in an HD signal.
Right. But it's frustrating that we have to watch. Yeah. Just look at
the
TV.
It actually looks silly.
It looks
great.
On the Vanguard
really
television.
Good.
Look at that.
Yeah.
It's my nubs Apple TV, too. Because I have an Apple TV 4K, and the picture is 10
Even
times better.
Even better?
Yeah.
Really?
Yes.
Why don't you bring that one in?
Because my wife likes to watch Netflix in the morning when she's getting ready and getting Manny.
Well, got give her the poop.
I know, but that means I got to take it out of the bedroom and hook it up in the living room. When
all
I can just
all right,
take
listen,
this.
I'm not going to complain. I think that
this
picture is as good as you could ask
for. It's beautiful.
For. I'm not that much of a snob.
But you I won't do buy a 4K Apple TV today. You won't buy it right now on Amazon.
No, I buy enough crap. I
think you should buy one.
Are you kidding? But my $64 cake yesterday from Lace Delice for my wife's birthday.
That's an expensive
oh
cake.
I mean, it's ridiculous. We spent $130 on cake this month for her
it's a
birthday.
Money metal cake you're buying for $64.
No, but here's the thing. It's like I resent Lindsay for not preparing for the slalom. Like, how dare she? This is Olympics. You're gonna brag about that you did zero prep for the slalom? No wonder you missed a gate. God, I'm really upset with her.
If she won last night, if she would have said that.
I don't know.
If she would have said,
maybe
you know
in
what?
The skiing
I feel
world,
so
it's
great.
Just known. That she blows
I'm
off
sure
the
there
slalom.
Are reasons. I'm sure there are reasons. Hard on the body. It's not her specialty. Whatever. But I wonder if she had won, which right. She had no shot really. If she would have said, "Yeah, you know what? I feel great because I didn't do any prep."
Right. Yeah.
She probably
would
have said. She probably would have said it was all the hard work I'd put in.
Yeah.
You know, she probably would have lied to us.
I'm upset about
Tiger.
I'm upset about Tiger for the same thing. He didn't do a practice round on Monday or Tuesday.
But maybe that's the best thing for his body.
Maybe it is. Or he's just again. There's a part of me that thinks he's going through the motions, in his last 5 years with all these comebacks. He doesn't go at it like he used to, there. And I'm sure he was there early yesterday. I know he was because he had an early program.
He has a life now. He's got kids.
He's got a life,
but
he used to be there all day.
Right.
Every
he's
day.
He's a different man.
He's just
now.
A different guy.
He's a different guy.
So he did a half-ass practice round yesterday and one birdie. And then he's no practice Monday, Tuesday. Maybe he hit a few balls at Medalist. That ain't the same.
No.
And now he's going to go out here and he's going to shoot 75.
It'll be interesting to see how he plays this week. But again, we talked about, he had to play some tournaments because
he has to play tournaments.
He's limited to how many tournaments and what tournaments he can play leading up to the Masters.
And he's 100% right. It's so different hitting balls out at your club with your boys. Than it
so
is
different. When
you're in the tournament, you got the adrenaline going.
Much different pressure.
It's just different.
There's no pressure with medalists. Zippy.
Yeah, but your body reacts differently, of course.
Sure, yeah.
All right, it is Open Line Thursday. If you want to chime in, 800-636-1067. I believe Tony Woodbird has been on hold for quite some time.
Hey, Tony, what's up, man? You're on with the Junkies. How are you, buddy?
Hey, man. Great as always, man. You guys are my morning job. I got to have you every morning, man.
What's up, Tony? How you been, buddy?
Man, I'm a little disappointed in you guys, man.
Why?
Because of your list of movies, man. Nobody had Training Day on there.
That was in my honorable
mention.
Well, look, Tony, here's the deal. How many great movies have been made? Hundreds, right? Maybe thousands.
Yeah.
We can only limit it to five.
Yep.
I mean, there were good movies.
And we did it on the fly.
Maybe
we left off a few good men. Are you kidding?
Yeah, that's true. You guys had a lot of great movies on there. But see, my list differs from you. My list is close to Cake's list, like Wizard of Oz, Shrek, and stuff like that.
Give us Tony's.
Shrek's on no
give
one's
us
list.
Tony's Slow top down. Five. So you've got Training Day. What else?
So I have to give you my list because, see, my list has to comprise with the people that I hang around. See, most women I know have kids, and they don't have cable. So I have to stick the kids in one room and have them watch Trek and the cartoons while me and mommy's in the other room making a movie.
Gotcha.
See what I'm saying?
See, that's so an that's ulterior my motive. Oh, you have an ulterior motive for your top five.
I see why
our
you
top
like
fives
Shrek.
Are pure,
making
Tony.
Another movie. I got
but
it.
I respect the hustle. Hey,
isn't that a tough move, though? I mean, isn't it hard for the mom to relax when she's got the kids watching Shrek in the other move and you and her are making your own movie?
And by the way, that movie would be in the top five, too.
Yeah, well, for sure. Yeah.
Come on, man. These ladies have no fear in that, man. That's all they do. I'm sure I'm not the only brother that crosses that threshold and going there, man.
Let me ask
because
you something.
The kids are not even surprised.
Well, you ever
speak
have,
for yourself. That you never happened in my house.
Tony, how do you pick up most of these women, Tony? Do you pick them up online or you just meet them?
Well, a lot of them, man, is just area canvassing, man. You know, you meet the ladies. A lot of guys sit back and have these ladies in depressed. But I tell you where I've been picking a lot of ladies up is the time that I've been picking them up. I pick them up most of the time, like around the 24th of the month, because see, the women in the hood, they have those food stamp cards. So those food stamp cards aren't good between the 1st and the 10th is when they start to go shopping. But during the 24th of the month, they're running out of money. So I catch them in Walmart, you know, breezing around, and I pick those up.
So
you know, the ones that
are
basically wounded.
So you swoop
yes,
in?
Yes, so Walmart is low.
The spot. Isn't that like where the worst chicks are in the country, Walmart?
Yeah, but see, but that's the easy kill, though,
yeah,
man. You don't even have to use
it.
Yeah.
Right, you have to go out there with big ammo. You can go with little ammo, a small 22, and pull them down.
I mean, I go into Walmart, and I feel like Brad Pitt when I walk out.
Now, Tony, you were going to be moving soon, right?
Yeah, man, but this one lady that I'm supposed to be moving with, man, she is straight up tripping, man. I mean, she makes good money, but she has a lot of bills here and there. And she was crying to me yesterday about the bills, so I'm getting ready to go hang solo out there, man. I'm getting ready to go and get my own little apartment and just have fun with her on my own time because she wants somebody to come over there and help her get out of her debt. No, that's not happening.
Yeah, can't do that.
Right. Are you still don't you do like pipe welding or something? What do you do now?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's a welder.
Yeah, I'm a pipe welder.
Right, that's so silly.
It's a manly job.
So, where are you moving?
I'm moving to Colorado.
That's right. You're going to hang out with Skippy.
Skip.
Make sure you look Skippy up.
Why
you
did you pick
out
Colorado?
Oh, man, because every time I walk in places, there's no black people in there.
Right.
No black people in the supermarket. The only time I see a black man or black people anywhere is when I walk in the bathroom and look in the mirror.
Right.
Or when you go to a Nuggets game.
So you think that's going to be
so
an
that's
asset
good, that's
for you?
That's a good thing for you?
Oh, yeah, definitely, man, because I had a lady at the airport already let me know there's not that many, you know, black males in the area, you know, and she let me know I do well. So, and I see the ladies looking. I see them looking like, oh, okay, that's different. So, hey, man,
different.
They're looking
strange
at the different
that's
fruit
right,
on the tree. Yeah.
You never had like a couple request your services, have you? Tony.
Oh, man. You know what? Seriously, I've had that happen before, but I'm never going to do that, man, because that's only an excuse for somebody to use their shotgun and kill you and then say they did it out of passion.
Oh, right.
No,
but Tony, you thinking ahead.
But hold on. Have you participated in that scenario before?
Nah. I wouldn't want to because, like I said, that's a setup, man.
Right.
That, to me, I feel that way. I mean, come on. That's how I feel about
though?
It.
Have you been approached and you pass?
Yeah, I've been approached and passed. That's not going to happen. I wouldn't do it.
Right.
Now, I try to tailor it, and then, you know, when he gets away and try to sneak her off somehow. But other
than
that,
he doesn't need the dude involved. He just cares
right.
about
yeah.
the
and,
lady.
Oh, by the way.
Yeah.
Lurch, this five energy drink stuff, man. I mean, yeah. I understand.
5 hour energy. No,
it's not five energy.
Five hour energy, whatever it is. Man, I got girls that I mess with, man. They kids are ADHD. They take Adderall. I go sneak one out of their pill bottle, and I stay up for 10 hours.
So you're saying
this is a healthy way to actually legal.
Yeah,
it's healthier
yeah,
for
but
you.
What you're doing is illegal.
Yeah,
you're stealing
the law.
You're stealing someone's pills.
Let me know if you want me to say
Well, you know what? I'm sure she'll probably take $5 from me if I go ahead and offer it to her.
Yeah, I'm sure she would.
All right. Thank
hey,
you,
man,
Tony.
I love you guys.
Training
man.
Day
You're
didn't
best,
make
man.
The list,
right,
but
buddy.
It was an honorable mention choice.
And look, his list is
solely comprised of movies that he uses to distract the kids while he's smashing the mom. I can't take that list seriously.
Yeah, he's doing his own smash.
Even though he did say he had Wizard of Oz on the list.
All right, Tony, we'll see you, bud.
Valdez, I wanted you to play him off.
It's not funny unless he's talking.
That's true.
It was just at the end.
Why, were you getting tired of Tony?
No, it was just kind of being silly.
Well, I like Tony.
We were done. I love Tony.
His whole conversation was silly.
He's a good dude. He's a nice guy. Back in the day, I don't remember how long ago this was, we actually held a smooth brother contest on this show.
I know, but what was it?
I can't remember who won.
Was it just
a dating game.
So we just
feel like it was a dating game.
So we just had brothers in, and then we picked the one that we thought was the coolest brother.
Yeah. How was Drab not involved?
Drabby, that's like your
pre-drab.
Nirvana.
Out, man.
That was your Nirvana right there. That pummels Daisy Dukes.
Big time.
Best thing we ever did with Daisy Dukes was we put bags over those girls.
It's a great bit.
So disrespectful.
And then,
so disrespectful.
Yeah, but they made it now. Does it exist? That was at the old Lulu's.
I don't know. Who knows?
Hey, do you remember the one girl that we did that? I mean, obviously it was 10 or 12 of them, whatever. But
no, like 20.
The one girl we did.
One of my friends.
Her body was so hot. I mean, so hot.
The winner.
The winner. Yeah. Oh, was it the winner?
It was the winner. And then that was the whole point.
I'm stopping short.
Well, no, let me just say this. That was the whole point of the contest. It wasn't to disrespect the women. It was just, it was funny because we wanted to judge them based on their booty, their Daisy Dukes.
Sure.
And so we said, we don't want to taint it by your beauty because we're often tainted by a beautiful face. And
I took that out of it. It's a great equalizer.
I've told you, and I don't even know if you can say this anymore. You probably get fired. But I don't like it when girls just have a pretty face. You know, you take care of your whole self. But, you know, can you even say that anymore? That's, you know, someone to fire you for that. It's just an opinion.
You can say that.
You want to hear a little clip of the Smooth Brother contest?
I do, but hold on. Let me just finish this point. But the point of the Daisy Dukes was we didn't want to taint the pretty face because we want you to have that Daisy Duke silly.
Right, because we had found in previous contests.
The pretty girl
we had
would
bikini
always win.
Contests. We had something called Pumps and a Bump. We had a one with the heels. I forget whatever the hell we called that. Maybe that was Pumps and a Bump. We had different versions of the bikini contest. Just an excuse to go up to the conference room at the time and have girls prance around in a bikini. And every time the prettiest girl won, even if somebody had a far better body.
Right. Better body or better routine or better whatever.
So how could we take the face out of the equation?
So we made them wear.
Simply about the. That's all. That's all it was.
We made them wear bags
over
their heads.
Don't get upset with us for it.
And then when we did the unveiling of the winner. She never would have won if she didn't have the bag.
Well, she had a butter face. Well, she had braces was the thing that I recall.
She had some snaggle teeth.
Yeah, but that's the point.
There were some snagglers.
Right, no, that's the whole point.
Perfection. It was perfection.
We've been trying to do the yoga pants contest for 6 years at least.
Did you see the New York Times got crushed for their editorial? I mean, listen, I don't read the New York Times, they got crushed because some woman wrote about how yoga pants is like just like an awful thing, and women are disrespecting themselves by wearing yoga pants.
Some of them aren't.
Yeah, but most of them aren't. I don't think. I think yoga pants make most people look silly. They hook most people. Yeah. They really do. I think yoga pants are great. Yeah,
they can be very flattering.
Depends
they can
on who it is, but I don't have a problem with them.
Yeah.
She said women should be wearing sweatpants at the gym.
She wanted to bring sweatpants back and get rid of yoga pants. And
sweatpants are for being around the house, maybe going to bed in sweatpants.
Hey, the Junks are bringing sweatpants back. We wear them on a daily basis.
Yeah, we do.
They haven't gone anywhere. They've been here the whole time.
How many Junks are wearing sweatpants? Jason and I. Yeah. Jason and I are pretty much locks for sweatpants, unless I have a lunch or something.
JP always wears jeans. Always.
Jeans and some bad Euro trash shoes. Yeah.
And a golf shirt's 100% cotton. What he wears.
Got a cotton golf shirt is that? You got the absolute
that?
Worst.
Can I wipe my rear with that golf shirt?
This isn't a golf shirt.
Whatever it is,
it's a fancy pants shirt.
It's a polo, but it's all cotton. We don't do all cotton.
Well, you can go ahead and do what you want.
Yeah, those things are uncomfortable.
JP does all cotton. He still rocks all cotton.
We don't do all cotton.
This
shirts.
Is not for golf.
Yeah, but
it's a polo shirt. I'm sure they're not popular.
No, I like polo. I actually wear a lot of polo stuff, but I couldn't wear all cotton. That's so 1980s.
Well, I don't think polo makes dry fit gear.
Yes, they do. Hey, look at Justin. Look at Justin Thomas.
Are you high?
Look at that's from 1986. You can't be rocking it anymore.
Get that at TJ Maxx for $14.
You can't wear that all cotton.
Guns are trading on JP now. I'm thinking Joan. You take my style against your style. on average, every day of the week, you dress hurting. Let's be honest. Nobody walks hurting. He dresses hurting.
Nobody in this room
has style. It's fat. Nobody has style.
Listen, I
take care of myself.
Listen, that shirt is poop, and I'd like to use it as toilet paper.
Because
you should not be wearing cotton.
What shirt are you wearing?
The freebie has to be.
Wizards basketball. Silly.
Of course. Silly. 6 years old?
No, this is like within the last 2 years.
Oh, no, no, that's not.
This one?
Might be.
Well, that's the new logo and everything.
No, that's an Adidas.
Remember,
Nike does NBA now.
It's older because
it's like 2 years.
It goes back to whenever the Wiz changed their uniforms. Because before they came out with the new Wizards gear, they came out with the gear that said Washington basketball, which is what you're wearing.
Listen, I would love for Rob to hook us with some new gear.
Yeah,
the pipeline is gone.
Regardless, none of us would win the Smooth Brother contest. Transition. Let's hear this famous clip from our Smooth Brother. What year is this? Do we know?
Oh,
it's got to be late 90s.
2001.
Oh, 2001. So this is.
Accents have
to be. It's actually pre-HFS.
Yeah.
It's just
a
nighttime show.
All right, let's go to... I met this dude in the bathroom, Quentin.
Quentin, they call me Mumble.
Mumble?
Mumble.
Silly Kid Rock in the background.
You are Money. Money Mumble.
Mumbles, what is it that you mumbled to me about? Like, you called in the show one time and you got, like, tickets to anything or something? Like,
I work for the airlines. I got tickets anywhere you want to go.
Oh,
Wait a minute. You can give us tickets to anywhere in the country?
Jason,
do we have to fly standby? Because I don't really like doing that to pain in the ass.
A standby, well, would you rather play $100 or $10?
Well, I mean, $10.
What do you mean?
Do I gotta call them up and tell them I mumble?
Right.
By the way, we're playing Jungle Fever in the background because I believe it was Smooth Brother for, I don't know who the white chick was.
Yeah,
probably
one of our interns.
Perfect.
Sounds like one of our interns that we, you know, harassed on some level. You know what I mean?
No, it's not harassment. It's show content, EB.
Yeah.
Remember that. Say show content.
I'm watching the PGA Tour app, and I'm watching Sergio right now, right? Tee off on the par 5-10th. You're watching Harrington on that TV.
Maybe because you're logged into my account, Ricky.
I mean, I got it up.
Can you only get it up on
it
the
was
TV?
Fine before.
I'm trying to, but he's
locked up.
He's using my Harrington login.
I believe when we come back, we're going to have Mom on the show. I got a very funny email from her. She was kind of Rick. Shocker.
Sure she was.
Because she was mourning the death of Reverend Billy Graham. And I was reviewing the top 5 celebrity sex tapes at the
time. Yeah, but you did mention it.
I did.
Oh, he gave a 5-second mention to Billy Graham. And a 20-minute breakdown.
I believe the quote from my mother is, you know, what Billy Graham's message was and his impact on the world. And what is your message, Eric, when you're reviewing porn tapes?
Just talking about Jenna Lewis.
You know what? There's been a bigger impact on the world through porn than Billy Graham.
Yeah.
I mean,
that's true.
That's just fact.
That's the truth.
I think we'll talk to her next.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
So anyway, a couple days ago, we were talking about Black Panther. Cakes gave his review. Drab gave his review, and that spawned into an impromptu top 5 movie list of all time that we all went through.
It was a great segment.
We put it up on the Junkies Facebook page. People voted. Jace is the winner. There's even video at thefandc.com.
Probably the best segment in the history of the show.
And that spawned EB's top 5 list yesterday, which was different.
That didn't spawn it. It partly inspired.
Black China, I
guess. Black China had a new video out, and right. I thought, well, we reviewed the top 5 movies of all time. Why don't we also review the top 5 celebrity sex tapes.
And the top 5 movies included movies like Good Will Hunting.
Sure.
Rocky.
Right.
Gladiator, Braveheart.
Normal movies.
Right.
Yeah, so I went for the adult content.
Correct.
But I got an email yesterday from my mom, and I intentionally didn't respond to it. Hey, Mom.
Did she try to call you first? Like,
no.
When she sends you an email, is that the last choice?
I didn't even know how to take the tone of it. Was the tone of it just sheer disappointment, Mom?
Yes. Probably.
Yeah. So it was this long email, and I know that...
She has a history of this. I remember Over 20 years ago, when we first started out, she sent each of us a letter. And I just remember that in the letter, she said, "Why do we have to stoop to that type of comedy? Red Skelton didn't do that." Right. I knew nothing about Red Skelton.
Well, how could you? Right. He's not, you know, he's not a contemporary of yours.
Mom, you know that I mentioned that, that Reverend Billy Graham passed yesterday, right? Did you know I did mention that on the show?
No, I didn't. Yeah. But that's okay. That's good.
So I did mention that, and
I asked Bick who is Reverend Graham.
Right. What position does he play for?
Yeah, who is that guy? I didn't even know who he was.
Well, he did play baseball when he was young.
See, my mom is like that's the thing. Part of the reason why I mentioned
it. Are you a Billy Graham expert?
She's a huge Billy Graham fan, right, Mom? Huge.
Yes, but I don't, there's a lot, I mean, I don't pretend to know a lot about him, but from what I do know, I'm a fan.
She's a big Billy Graham mark.
She's always admired Billy Graham, for the longest I've known her. You know, anytime Billy Graham would be like, maybe it's some presidential thing or something, and he gives the prayer or whatever. It's always resonated by my mother. She always mentions him and always wants to listen to him. So that's part of the reason why I mentioned him, you know, passing yesterday, because of the impact, you know, that you've had on me, that he was an important person to you. So we mentioned him, but at the same time, I happened to be doing the celebrity sex tape review, and I guess you heard that. Now, first of all, you scolded me in the email and said that I was reviewing porn stars. Though they're not porn stars, Mom. They're just celebrities that have put their tapes have somehow gotten out there into the mainstream. But they're not porn stars.
Well, I don't know. I only heard part of it. It was very discouraging and frustrating to me.
What's in the email? Can you read parts of the email?
I don't know that he should do that.
Why? Did you consider talking to him? I'm wondering just the process. When you send an email, is it because you don't want to talk about it?
She probably knows that we get in some fight.
Or you figure Eric's not going to answer
the phone. She probably knows. Let me see. She says, "Eric, I went to bed late, watched ice skating, too late, got up late. I've had the junkies on in the family room, but was spending most of my time in the kitchen listening to Fox News. Shocked to hear of Billy Graham's death. I believe his message influenced my life. I've been listening to Graham's influence on different people, including six presidents," and she goes on and on. "He preached repentance and experiencing God's love forever. I walked in the family room and listened for a few minutes to you rating porn stars and being so knowledgeable about the various stars." Oh, well, you're kind of incorrect there, Mom.
And passionate.
They're celebrities.
No, but you are knowledgeable.
She says, "You seem delighted with your knowledge. I don't understand your message."
Oh, he loves it. He loves it.
"I'm changing some of my morning plans so I can hear more of the accolades for this godly man."
Hey, when you were busted...
There's no more mention of me.
When you were busted in your teens, or maybe it was your early 20s, when you ordered Spice for a month...
No, Playboy Channel.
Playboy Channel for a month. Who busted you? Was it your mom or your dad?
I think the big tell was that, like... Nick and Cakes.
Yeah,
and,
everybody, every 13-year-old in the neighborhood was at the Bill house.
Were you getting busted?
Well, all of a sudden, I had
bill.
A party at my house at every night at 8 p.m. when Playboy Channel came on. That was kind of a clue, right, Mom?
I don't remember
She's
that.
Blocked that out.
Yeah, I think what happened was she just got the bill.
Yeah, I think it was the bill. You didn't think it was going to
show up.
Can't
sidestep
the, cable
the bill.
Right.
She's line item vetoing the bill.
Right. So, anyway, Mom, I don't know. I don't know what to say. We're just having fun. That's basically the bottom line.
Well, I think that whether they're sex tapes or whether they're pornography, it's taking pleasure in somebody else's romping with sex, and I don't really think that is what we're supposed to do.
Right. Okay. Well, we
I think the body is supposed to be, I mean, frail that we are, sinners that we are, we're all sinners.
Right.
And we will all have to stand before the judgment seat of God. That's in the
right.
Bible.
Is it okay, though, to appreciate the beauty in others? Like, for example, I believe over the years I've come to find out you were a Paul Newman fan. He's a good-looking guy, right? It's okay to...
Yes.
It's okay to accept that, right, and appreciate
no,
that he's a good-looking
no,
dude.
No, I think so, but I don't think I'm supposed to go to bed at night every night thinking about Paul Newman, wishing I could have sex with Paul Newman.
Yeah, you're probably right.
I promise you, I'm not wishing I could have sex with Blac Chyna. I promise you that. It was just an inspiration for a rating of the movies, that's all.
To change topics for a second, Mr. Bickle, because I know you don't consume alcohol very often, right? Very
yes,
rarely.
And I have a biblical reason for that.
Okay, but there is...
You do? I didn't
a
even
biblical
know,
reason?
I didn't even
there's
know that.
A new
well,
study.
Sometimes you don't want it... I don't want people to feel that I'm some, I'm not a Bible thumper, but I try to live by some of the Bible if I can.
I've got a biblical reason to drink.
What is that?
But in the Bible,
God just
tells
me
to do it.
In the
Bible, people consume
you're hearing
wine.
Voices.
I mean, in fact, Jesus supposedly turned water into wine.
I understand that.
My question is this. A study came out. This is research. Scientific study came out that if you want to live past 90, what will help you more is not exercise, but consuming alcohol.
That
is a scientific study.
Clap it up.
Now, it's not consuming a ton of alcohol, but maybe a glass of wine per
night. Moderate.
Yeah. Maybe it's good for your
moderate
heart.
Consumption.
Maybe it's good for your heart or something.
I'm
going
to live till 100.
I think it was 18% more likely to live beyond 90.
The problem is you're more than a moderate drinker.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Would you begin to consume that glass of wine per night
in order
to live longer?
What if it bought you an extra 5 or 10 years?
To linger longer.
Ma?
I don't know. I don't know. I can't say. I haven't really thought about that. I mean, I'd have to be sure that was not just one study. You can find a study out to perform.
You won't take Mrs. Bickle to a happy hour today. Get her a drink.
Mom, you don't have a problem with a glass of wine. I mean, you don't do that. That's not how you live your life. But you wouldn't have a problem having a glass of wine a day.
Glass of wine, but the reason I don't drink alcohol, is because you're not supposed to be a stumbling block to others by what you do.
Right.
And there are so many ways I can be a stumbling block. That's a pretty easy way for me to try and not be. I actually, when I've tasted champagne, I guess it is. I've had champagne, okay? I like the taste.
It's delicious.
Right.
But wine makes me feel kind of oozy, what little bit I've ever had.
I don't really like wine that much either.
I've never tasted beer. And I don't drink cocktails, so I'm pretty much not exposed to that. But I do think that sometimes people really lead others astray by their drinking. And
right.
I do think that it can ruin a marriage. It can ruin a relationship. It can be a waste of your money. There are many things against drinking.
Yeah, but you know what? It could help a marriage. Just say your spouse is pissing you off. You just have a drink. Chill.
I don't know. I mean, I don't know. But for me, I think it's a clear way. Like I said, there's so many ways I can do things and people can say, well, look at her, what she does. Mm-hmm. She's no saint. She certainly doesn't act like she goes to church. People can say that about you. And that's one thing I can eliminate and say, well, look, you're not going to find me at the bar or you're not going to find me out looking for a man at a bar. I just don't want to do that. I don't want to be... That's an easy thing to give up because I think it can lead to bad things.
Mommy, do you still love me, though, even though we have some differences?
Of course I do.
All right.
Of course, there's no doubt in my mind.
Don't you think a generally good person try to do good things, be good, you know?
Yes, but I think you get off on these. I don't understand. I don't. This is one thing I don't understand. You know, you've seen me read the Bible since I was a kid, right?
Well, I didn't know you when you were a kid, but yeah, I understand. Right?
Well, I mean, I think I've told you maybe that I start reading.
Right.
But so many of the things that are in the Bible, I don't think you're curious to really look and see if, is Mom right? Is that really in the Bible?
I don't think he is either. I'll take your word for it.
It talks about lust. It talks about being made in the image of God. It talks about us being the temple of God. That's scary. I mean, you and I are supposed to be the temple of God. That's very scary. How do you do that?
You know, Matt just texted me. Mom, Matt, I don't have the answer to that. Matt just texted me, my youngest brother. How has Mom not being a stumbling block impacted us? We drink every time we are together.
Yeah, what do you think
it's
about
social,
that?
It's social drinking. It's not a problem.
All right.
Mrs. B, we got to run. Thank you very much.
Mom, I love you, okay? I want you to come over to the house soon.
Hey, Mrs. B, did you have any breakfast this morning?
I woke up early, and I've just had the beginnings. I've had a brownie and some milk.
I will have
oatmeal.
No one's going to complain about a brownie for breakfast.
All right, good.
All right, thank
it's
you.
Great.
That's Mrs.
It's
B.
It's a great start.
All right,
well,
Mom. Appreciate
you. Say, in parting, you know, check out the Bible. See what it says about some of this stuff, like lost.
Right. All right. I'm
pretty scary.
Okay.
Pretty scary.
Right. All right. Thank you.
See you
thank
later.
You, Mom.
Okay. Love you.
I'll
bye-bye.
Stick a word for it on the Bible.
Yeah. No,
I mean, I'll just have to take her word for it. I'm sure I'm going to crack open a Bible.
No, I think there's a lot of good.
You know,
there's
a lot of books movie.
A lot of good 15. Could come from it, Cakes. I'm not against it. I just
if people like reading the Bible, yeah, I don't have a problem with it.
Right.
It's just not for me.
Right. It's going to eventually be for me.
You think when you're older, you're going to read the Bible?
I was raised that way. I think eventually, yeah.
So you think when you get into your 60s and 70s, if you make it that far.
Yeah, I think as I get closer.
You're going to have daily bonding sessions with the Bible.
I think maybe, yeah.
All right, so we're going to play Russian hockey player or Russian politician.
No, it's NHL or a Russian politician. You get them wrong.
And the
deal is, thank you for my music.
They have to get two in a row correct to win the fantastic prize, which we've been giving away all week, which are tickets to the Coors Light NHL Stadium Series game March 3rd.
Is this the Russian Corps
Memorial
National
Stadium.
Anthem?
No, this is all Soviet songs from the Red Army Choir.
Oh, okay.
Really?
Music to my ears.
I love the background music.
Music to my ringing ears.
Right, Cakes. Cakes, by the way, is sitting in the guest seat today because his microphone shocker isn't working.
Duh!
And it was pointed out immediately that people that are watching the show on NBC Sports Washington could see Cakes' computer screen.
Nice.
I noticed you have it covered. Are you hiding something there,
no,
Cakes?
No, not hiding. I have it for Reed for Winner of Game.
Gotcha.
Is your favorite producer here at the station, Brendan Da?
Da!
Brendan
is there
Da!
Is there anything that you would ever have to hide on your computer?
Well, he every once in a while might get down on us.
Maybe during off-show hours, but not usually during show hours.
You might every once in a while check out Celeb Jihad or something.
Filtered very strong at Entercom / CBS Radio / whatever company we work for.
Right.
All right, let's go to our first contestant.
I think we still work for Entercom. Let's go to Elizabeth. Ladies first. Hey, Elizabeth.
Good morning, EB.
How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
Yeah, doing
well.
I'm
playing again. I played yesterday, but I'm going to give it another go here.
Oh, wow. Are you a real prize pig?
I am. I'm a big Caps fan, too. So.
Ah, okay. Gotcha.
She's motivated.
Who's the dreamiest cat? It's Tom Wilson, right? He's the dreamy one?
Well, my 17-year-old daughter loves Vrana, and I guessed wrong yesterday on him, so she's a big Vrana fan.
Vrana, enemy of Russian state. He's from Czech Republic.
Is he better looking than my man?
Formerly Czechoslovakia.
Willie? Is he better looking than Willie?
He's kind of dreamy, young,
he
21.
Is? Yeah.
All right, Elizabeth.
All right, here we go.
NHLer or Russian politician?
Vladimirovich Kara-Murza, NHLer or Russian politician?
Whoa, hold on. You just gave like eight names. What is it?
Name again. Vladimirovich Kara-Murza.
Ooh, three names.
Four names. Terrible counter.
Well, it sounded three. I'm pronouncing it. It sounded like three.
Niet. Name is Vladimir, one. Vladimirovich, two. Kara, three. Murza, four.
Okay.
Vince Carter?
Carter!
All right, what is that?
What do you say, Elizabeth? Is that a Russian politician or an NHLer?
I'm going to say a politician.
Cakes?
Duh! She correct!
Yes. One down, one to go.
He Russian opposition politician. We don't like him very
Nobody
much.
In the NHL has four names.
So hold on, he's against, like, Putin?
Russian opposition politician.
So Putin, why doesn't Putin just have him killed? Isn't that what he does?
Don't know.
He might.
Yeah.
He's working on it.
Yeah. All right.
NHLer or Russian politician, you get correct, you win tickets to game. Anton Volchenkov.
Ooh.
Say it again, Cakes, just to.
Yeah. Good call.
Anton Volchenkov, NHLer?
She's quickly Googling.
No, I'm not. I'm in my car. I'm not. I would say NHLer.
Cakes?
Niet.
Duh!
She's a winner!
Nicely done.
He play for Senators, Devils, and Predators. You win a pair of tickets to see your Washington Capitals take on Toronto Maple Leafs for the 2018 Coors Light NHL Stadium Series game, March 3rd at Navy Marine Corps Memorial Stadium.
You know what, Cakes?
Congrats, Elizabeth.
Lots of Russians skating around in that game. Da, da, da.
We had over 19 names.
Yeah.
We used two.
Save those for tomorrow because we're giving away the tickets tomorrow. Can do that.
By the way, Tiger birdied 14.
I believe he's now tied for the lead, right?
He's 200 co-leader.
You guys chasing ghosts.
Of course it's early.
The blow by blow.
That's just okay. Exhausting. You still get excited.
It's not exhausting when he's zooming up the leaderboard.
It's Tiger Week.
It's exhausting.
You know what? Maybe we're wrong. Maybe he will do better because they're taking driver out of his hands.
Like you said, it's early.
It is early. The two birdies in the first four holes.
Next, we play a golfer or washed up golfer.
That's a good one.
Featuring Tiger Wood.
So, do you have a particular character name for your Russian character that you play?
I do not. Yeah, not that I know of.
We might
yet.
We need one.
We can come up with one.
It's called Novi Impression.
Yeah, it's just random Ovi? Russian
His
guy
Ovi
impression.
Impression isn't different.
No, is it different
it's
from
the
from
same.
Your, is it
same as impression for Marina,
Rami
Bear's wife?
Yeah.
No difference.
Right.
It's unisex impression.
What does Marina think of Rom's latest stock play.
Oh, his latest Intercept Pharmaceuticals?
Right.
Just saying yet to Rom's investing ideas. Always poo.
Right. Always poo.
Never die.
But she still loves him, though, right?
Still love my Rami Bear.
Yeah.
Loves even him. Though he a disaster of a human
that
being.
Does
Rami Bear still get clothes from John Orville?
Hasn't had a drop-off of late, but... Yes. Probably should at some point.
Right.
He wearing holes in the jeans like that someone gave him years back. Still, and now I'm down the wormhole. I can't get out.
You still find him attractive, though, the Rami Bear?
Still love the Rami Bear and his little thimble down below.
Right.
What is his move?
It's the Rom Squat.
Yeah.
Everybody knows that. The Rom Squat.
Did somebody put that in the Urban Dictionary?
He can last about 20 seconds, then he out of breath. Only Newports. They do the damage.
What is Rom's, like, lung age? Did he do that?
Triple digits. Must be.
Right.
So many cigarettes.
Right. Yeah, but she loves them.
Love my Rami Bear. Just don't like all the trips to casino.
Joining us right now to talk some college hoops from CBS Sports, John Rothstein joins us. Hey, John.
Guys, good morning.
Good morning, John.
What's going on, man? How many games did you take in last night?
I would say, just based on the way I was flicking back and forth, I touched 9.
So are you doing this at the house or the studio or what?
I was off last night. I'm on studio this week, Tuesday, Thursday, Saturday, Sunday. So last night I was just in my bunker, you know, laptop streaming on the coffee table and just pretty much, you know, trying to multitask and catch as much as I could.
Can we make a dollar bet on John Rothstein in February when a movie like Black Panther comes out? I would bet you haven't seen it. Will anybody bet against me?
Hold on. It just came out this weekend.
Black Panther, which made over $300 million or $200 million,
yeah.
Has he seen it?
We're getting close to the end of the hoop season. It's almost Selection Sunday. My lean would be with you that he has not seen
he's
it.
He's too busy watching games. There's no way.
Yeah, no. I had an incident in 2012 happen when I went to the movies during basketball season that told me I should never go to the movies during basketball season again.
What happened?
What do you mean?
We need some background
somebody
now.
Called you out?
You know, I was dating a girl at the time, and I was trying to, you know, be amenable and meet her halfway and so on and so forth. So I was like, you know what? Like, DePaul's playing this night. There's no other big games. Like, I can go to a movie and hang out this night. And while we were in the movie, I got a text message that a player was transferring from Kentucky. And you know how it is when you're in the information business. You got to follow up on the lead and try and get the story and figure out what the deal was. So I had to go into the hallway and start making calls in the movie. And, you know, this person was just, you know, she's a nice girl, but just an innocent civilian. And she didn't really understand, you know, that I had to get on my horse and go to work. And I kind of, the lesson you learn from that is simple. Don't go to the movies during college basketball season.
Oh. Was that the last date you had with her?
I kept things afloat, I'd say, probably for a couple months after that. But yeah. Needless to say, we haven't had face-to-face dialogue in about 4 years.
That's good.
Kept it afloat.
All right, so before we start talking about some of these teams and some of the games from last night, what's your take on what the NCAA handed down to Louisville? And then what's your take on, two-part question, then what's your take on Rick Pitino spouting off afterwards? I think he's.
What did
just,
he say? I didn't hear it.
You know, he just
he basically
disagrees
said the
with
sex
him.
Parties, they're not performance enhancing. That's what I took out of it.
I kind of think that, too,
I think Patino should just shut up myself. But what's your take on Louisville?
Well, you know, it's uncharted territory for college basketball to have a program, have a national championship taken away and have a trophy taken away from a showcase and a banner removed, obviously, from a campus. But I don't think that the situation at Louisville will deter any high-profile head coach from going after that job next month. I still think you have a job that's in the best conference, arguably, year in, year out in the ACC, has the best facilities that you could get in college basketball, and also plays in an NBA caliber arena. So I don't think that the cachet surrounding being the head coach of Louisville will change because of what happened. And I think, you know, ultimately when you're talking about Rick Pitino now, you're talking about somebody who's at the very top of college basketball coaches when you look at the last quarter century. But there's no doubt right now that his legacy is going to include the scandals that have really made headlines multiple times over the last decade.
Do you think Rick Pitino will coach again in D1?
I don't think he will coach again at the highest level of college basketball. I think if Coach Pitino wanted to coach again, it would have to be at a program that obviously is looking to rebuild itself and really kind of try to generate interest that hasn't been relevant in a very long time. And similar to what we saw SMU do with Larry Brown.
Yeah.
And I think, you know, if it's not obviously in that type of situation, I don't think he'll coach again in college.
Hey, I don't know the answer to this. Did Louisville get – I mean, I know taking the banner down and taking away the national championship, I think that's all a joke because we saw them win it on the court, whatever. Did they penalize them in terms of scholarship reductions?
You got to remember, Louisville self-imposed a ban, okay, in 2016 to try and get ahead of this. With that, Louisville had that team with Damian Lee and Trey Lewis and those guys a couple of years ago that would have been a Final Four contender. Louisville self-imposed a ban to try and avoid all of this, and obviously they weren't successful. So Louisville self-imposed sanctions in 2016 right. for the prostitute incident that occurred, and that's ultimately what caused Louisville its national championship. But, you know, another thing you got to remember is after this FBI investigation kind of finalizes, the Cardinals are still going to potentially have to pay prices and penalties for what happened with Ryan Bowen and him being wired $100,000 through Adidas to play for the University of Louisville.
Talking to John Rothstein, College Hoops Insider for CBS Sports. Curious, how do you think Patrick Ewing's done his first year with Georgetown?
Very well. Very well. And, you know, I talked to Patrick on Monday for a while, and I think the refreshing thing about him is you have somebody, again, who is – made more money probably than he knows what to do with, has had incredible success really from the time he was 15 years old, and you can't get a more humble and hardworking guy. You know, I think Georgetown's in a situation where they have a really, really good basketball coach, and they have a coach that has his team playing with purpose. The question for Georgetown is, when Derrickson and Govan and these guys move along, are you going to be able replenish talent on an annual basis through recruiting to compete with the top tier teams in the Big East? That's the million-dollar question for the Hoyas right now.
Yeah, well, you got to keep the kids from D.C. and you got to get them to Georgetown. I mean, one of the best players in D.C. is Brandon Slater from Paul VI High School. He's going to Villanova.
Right, but you know, I want to bring something up too, guys. Yeah. You know, when you look at the situation with Georgetown, you watch this team right now, and again, they're 15-11. You know, they had a couple of games, obviously the Xavier and the Providence game on the road stand out as games they could have won. And you look at what Tremont Waters is doing at LSU right now under Will Wade. The more and more I watch Tremont Waters play, the more and more I see a guy who I think has the trajectory to be another Shabazz Napier. But when you look at the situation, if you took Tremont Waters off LSU and put him on Georgetown, where he was initially committed under John Thompson III, Georgetown would be a top 20 team. It's not like JT3's blueprint was that far off when you think about what Tremont Waters is doing at LSU.
All right, so last night, let's talk about some of the games here. So Virginia holds another team to under 60. We saw what happens to Virginia when they kind of get out of sorts. And take, you know, a bunch of threes like they did against Virginia Tech. And Virginia Tech was pretty hot for at least the first half of that game. And they lose that game because they couldn't score enough. Now, last night, you're not going to have a problem with Georgia Tech. Do you think Virginia, I mean, they're top of the rankings right now, top of the RPI, everything. Do you think they're the best team in the country?
I don't think there is the best team in the country. I think we're setting ourselves up for an NCAA tournament with no true favorites. I think we're setting ourselves up for an NCAA tournament that will have unpredictability at the highest level. I think we're setting ourselves up for an NCAA tournament with a level of separation between teams is as close as it's been in the last decade. You want to know the word that comes to mind when I think about the 2018 NCAA tournament? Mm-hmm. Anarchy.
Shenanigans.
Yes. Craziness at the highest levels. I mean, right now, when you think about teams that can play multiple styles and teams that obviously have the most requisites to win the whole thing, the best looks like it's Michigan State. They've got multiple point guards and Cassius Winston and Tum Tum Nairn. They can play big. They can play small. They can change styles like a chameleon in the middle of the night. They've got star power and Miles Bridges. But with all that said, Michigan State was down 22 points at the half on Saturday against the Northwestern team that was playing without Bryant McIntosh. Think about that for a second.
Villanova, no problem with DePaul last night, win by 31 to get Phil Booth back. I didn't realize he was going to be back this quick, but he certainly makes a difference. He had 14 points in 16 minutes off the bench. When you compare them to Xavier, because Xavier won at Georgetown, speaking of Georgetown, they won by 12. When you compare those two teams right now at the top of the Big East, handicap those two for me.
Villanova has more answers when they're fully healthy. And what happens is when Phil Booth returns to the lineup, all of a sudden you have a high-profile reserve to bring off the bench. In the beginning of the season, Jay Wright was bringing off Dante DiVincenzo. Last night he brought Phil Booth off the bench, 14 points in 16 minutes on six shots. He's back.
Yeah. What's up with Grayson Allen taking over since Bagley's been hurt? He had 28 last night, and it killed Louisville.
Well, that's what he should have been doing all year, right?
Yeah, he disappeared in some games, John. Disappeared in some games.
Let's talk about this for a second. The argument that Duke is better without Marvin Bagley III doesn't make sense, but Grayson Allen has been much more productive without Marvin Bagley III.
Right.
28 last night, and in the four games that Marvin Bagley didn't play this season, which includes the game against Michigan State in the Champions Classic, where he only played 10 minutes due to an eye injury, Grayson Allen was averaging 26 points a game, shooting just under 50 from the field and from three. Duke isn't a better team without Marvin Bagley, but Grayson Allen is definitely more productive without Marvin Bagley.
But why is that? Gets
more space on offense. When you look at really what happens is, you know, you're in a situation where, you know, if you have Bagley and Wendell Carter on the floor at the same time, you are committing to a dual big lineup that's going to feature, obviously, a lot of high-low passing situations. That's going to cause some clutter around the top of the key and the elbow extended area. Now, all of a sudden, if you're putting Marquise Bolden or Javon Delorier alongside Wendell Carter, you have a guy who's really just there to set screens, to finish off dives to the basket, and an offensive rebound. He is not commanding shots. And I have always been intrigued with players who could have a great impact on a team by not demanding shots. And I think if you look at it from a coach's perspective, the number one thing you seem to think about when you look at a team like Duke is shot distribution and whose hands the ball's in. If Duke doesn't have Marvin Bagley on the floor, all of a sudden, Mike Krzyzewski just has to allocate shots around Wendell Carter, Grayson Allen, Gary Trent Jr., and also, in spurts, Trayvon Duvall. There's one less mouth to feed.
John, I asked you earlier kind of for the national perspective on Georgetown. I'm curious for your take on Maryland. A couple of us are Maryland alums. Doesn't look like they're going to make the tournament this year. They made the tournament the last few years with Coach Turgeon.
Well, Maryland was a team that, again, lost a player who was probably 50-50 at some points last spring at declaring for the NBA draft in Justin Jackson. They also lost a guy who would have taken a lot of his minutes in Even Bender. As long as Maryland doesn't have any defections, and they get everybody back, and they pair that with the talented recruiting class, Maryland will be a top 15 team entering next season.
Ooh, that's something to get excited
about.
That's
encouraging.
Yeah, but if a kid like Jackson's so close, I mean, the way these kids just decide to leave anyway with marginal stats or marginal accomplishments in college, I don't have a lot of faith he's going to stay.
Well, I mean, he hasn't done enough, really, in in-game action that warrants him leaving. So, I mean, that's more of a discussion for after the season. But if Maryland brings back Cowan, Morsell, Herter, Jackson, Fernando, and pairs that with the recruiting class they have coming in, I think they're a team that's going to be ranked in the top 15 to start next season.
Mm, see, I could see Fernando bouncing, not Jackson.
Oh, we'll have to see. John, give me a mid-major team right now that you think would be real dangerous to you know, a top four seed in the tournament.
Well, how deep do we want to go here? Are we talking round of 64? Are we talking multiple games? You know,
multiple wins in the tournament.
I think that the representative from Conference USA is going to win an NCAA tournament game. Now, Middle Tennessee is the team that a lot of people look at because they've been in the tournament the last 2 years. Mm-hmm. You know, they've done an unbelievable job, 12 road wins this season. But Western Kentucky is the most talented team in Conference USA, have already won a neutral site game against Purdue this season. And you also can't sleep on Old Dominion.
Yep.
Old Dominion has given Conference USA a third team at the top that's capable of winning that league tournament, along with Western Kentucky and Middle Tennessee. And I am always attracted, in terms of picking upsets, to point guards who have great ball security. Old Dominion's Ahmad Kaver, in his last five games, 41 assists, 2 turnovers.
And they could also defend, too, Old Dominion.
Absolutely.
All right, so in Conference USA, last question. So if Middle Tennessee State does not win the conference tournament, all right, so you're seeing – or no, I'm going to switch it. If Middle Tennessee State does win the conference tournament, do you see multiple bids from Conference USA?
No, depending on how things would shake out. Now, again, Middle doesn't have the needle-moving win that Western Kentucky does. Western Kentucky was the team that beat Purdue on a neutral court. But I think when you look at Middle Tennessee right now, the 12 road wins are something that could carry weight with the selection committee, but it would also take things breaking right in other conferences. They can't have bid stealers out of certain conferences winning the conference tournament and then obviously, you know, making that at large picture that much more tight and muddled. But I think, you know, Middle is the one team that has a chance potentially to be in a situation to obviously get the automatic bid. And if they continue to win and, let's say, lose in the championship game of Conference USA, their one loss record in conference play would be so staggering. I think the committee would have to take a hard look. But Middle also blew a couple of opportunities at the Diamond Head Classic. They were close against Miami. They were close against USC. Couldn't get that signature win to move the needle over a Power 5 team.
John, do you do podcast interviews?
Yes. Obviously, you don't subscribe.
Sorry, I have my own. I have a tough enough time with my own, but I'm gonna get you on mine.
I host the college basketball, the College Hoops Today podcast on iTunes through Compass Media. We're the only college basketball podcast coming to you 52 weeks out of the calendar year. Obviously, it's not in your rotation.
No, but hold on. Big Fat Winners isn't in yours either. We gotta get you on ours too. We'll flip flop. Appreciate the time, bud.
Guys, great being with you. Have a great day.
Yeah, thanks, right, John. Man. Stay away from the movies.
Wow, he's good.
I got to get him on Big Fatties.
Yeah. He's really good.
I guarantee he can pick some fatties, too.
Right?
I wanted to ask him if he was a gambler, but I know he's probably not.
Why do you think that?
He likes to keep it pure. Low.
He's not going
to
see it. He's not going
to say it. He sounds very plugged in.
All right, good. Money.
All right, Travi, that was John Rothstein.
Travi, good job.
Sometimes those can go sideways.
Hey, Bruce. Good morning, Junkie.
Hello,
this
Bruce.
Is so important to Valdez.
How are you? Hey,
we're doing well.
What's up?
You got an announcement?
We're doing well. Baseball season coming, huh?
Yes, it is.
Yes, it is.
Soon.
Big Nats fan.
Do you have an announcement, Bruce?
Yes, I do.
What is it?
In honor of Lindsey Vonn, I'm calling in without prep.
Honor of Lindsey Vonn, he's calling in no prep.
Okay.
How could you possibly interpret
because
that?
Because even
that's
ringing ears, I speak Bruce.
That is spectacular listening.
I speak Bruce even through the ringing ears, Ricky.
God.
And I'm not even in my comfort zone. Look where I am here in the studio. I shouldn't even be here.
Are we going to have that fixed by tomorrow?
I hope so.
Hey, Bruce. Like a genius.
This is impromptu, but you know when the Americans win a gold medal, they have the flag and somebody sings the national anthem. Can you start the national anthem for us?
Oh, gee.
Oh, say, can you see?
Better than Fergie.
By the dawn's early light, what so proudly here from the twilight? Let's be. And the rocket red glade Bruce,
you're the best.
Bruce, we got to go. That was very good, though.
Do I need to come off to the grooming land?
I love you.
Love you too, Bruce.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.